my most recent interaction with senior management in the county indicated that there are currently 6 vehicles that were taken out of service and not replaced, and a further 7 are close to reaching end of life. And we've been told there are no, sorry, I won't say no cars, but there certainly is a severe shortage, and apparently the money that was allocated for the transport budget in 2019 is going to be used to cover the shortfall, to cover security of the Donald Trump visit. So we have the absolute ludicrous situation where the people in Donegal will have a reduced Garda service, possibly because a VIP chose to stay on a non-state visit in County Clare. That's the reality of how finance and budgets are being managed in Garda Síochána. We think it's a very unhealthy way to manage our business, and at the end of the day, the people who are suffering are the people who aren't getting a service, and our members who are frustrated they can't deliver a service that they want to deliver to the people of Donegal.
We often hear people talk about Gardaí should be on the beat and they should be on their feet and they should be walking out in the community, and that's all very well in an inner city. But I mean, there'll be very little walking beats done in Glencolumbkill, or very few walking beats done in places like Carrigans or places like Annagry. I mean, the reality is, given the nature of Donegal, given the nature of the spread of the population, vehicles are absolutely essential for Gardaí to be able to do their jobs.
Yes, they are. And then what you, the situation that you have then, Donald, is that where there are vehicles, you have basically the few vehicles that are being used as taxis, because a guard in Dunfanaghy, let's say, or if taking any place at random, who doesn't have a car, they have to ring up the neighbouring station and say, look, will you take me out to such and such a place? I need to take a statement. I need to serve a summons. That vehicle is no longer on response duties, or it's taken further away. So you just have this thing where small things become headaches. Look, yesterday, and I'm not being parochial, I'm just familiar with the Milford District, busy bank holiday weekend, Regatta Festival on Rathmullen, Dunfanaghy August Fair on, Downing's Festival, a few inquiries we tidied up from over the weekend, and we just had this situation where the delivery of basic both response and community engagement was just complicated, because everyone was ringing around saying, can you drop me here? Can you collect me here? Can I have your car? No, we need your car. No, can you? And it just seems a farcical way to run an essential emergency response service. I mean, I don't see this happening with, you know, the post office, with Irish Water, with anyone else. Yes, we are an essential service, and here we are with this kind of amateur sort of way of managing things.